We have some idea of how popular tax exemptions are. 2 years ago, voters shot down a proposal to do away with additional property tax exemptions for seniors. As it stands, borough residents age 65 and older are exempt up to the first $350,000 in property value. Some of that number is state mandated, but it costs the borough around $9 million, more than enough to cover recent budget shortfalls. Getting some of that money back into borough coffers is not exactly low-hanging fruit, though, says Assemblymember Hal Smalley.
When it comes time to make a decision as to what's going to go away, it's going to be tough. It's going to be really tough. I do know that we are losing some revenue there, and I know the seniors have made a significant contribution, mostly to the peninsula. But the fairness of having the younger folks pay that difference in tax, pay that burden, it's not fair. It's not right.
State law requires $150,000 of that exemption, and Smalley's colleague on the Assembly, Dale Bagley, says the only way to do away with the borough's portion is if the state raises its number.
I think the takeaway on that particular issue is the Kenai Peninsula Borough is very, very generous, and I know that it's going to be tough to ever do anything about that. And I think probably if I had to guess, I hear what Hal's saying, and we can look at this and whatnot, but I think what'll probably end up playing out is at some point, I would think, and this may be many years in the future, the state will raise the mandatory amount, and eventually the state raising the mandatory amount will catch up to where we are.
So if property tax exemptions aren't the answer, what about exemptions on seasonal grocery taxes? Repealing those, at least a little, has been tried before too. Voters, unsurprisingly, supported getting rid of grocery taxes for 9 months out of the year and leaving it in place during the summer when tourists would pick up a share of that burden. Bagley says he'd like to see that holiday limited to just 6 months.
Then there was an initiative to get rid of the tax on groceries 9 months of the year, and that had a huge financial impact to the borough. And those are things that we've had to deal with, and I think if that hadn't been there, we wouldn't have been having any sort of a problem at all. If the grocery tax had stayed where it is, I do have an amendment to put that on the ballot for a vote. So that's something that will possibly be on the ballot this fall also, if the Assembly supports putting it on.
That could be a tough sell just at the Assembly level, though, depending on details about Borough Mayor Charlie Pierce's newest plan. What had initially been introduced as a sin tax on alcohol, cannabis, and tobacco has been modified. The mayor is proposing an excise tax on tobacco products, but details for that plan are still being worked out. In the meantime, the Assembly will debate putting both a bed tax and Bagley's grocery tax on the fall ballot when it meets again on June 19th. Smalley and Bagley made their comments on this week's edition of the Kenai Conversation, which you can hear replayed Saturday afternoon at 5 or anytime at our website, kdll.org. In Kenai, I'm Shaylin Cochran.